So, Tosha Igesugle Radio Pubble Kun Nascarva and this Shapta Naguelia no Kaikish Naguelia. And we're going to the Gueltacht now. In East Clare, would you believe? There's a pop up Gueltacht in Tua Ogunla Anish. Agus ta Bernadette Watson on telephone. Bernadette?
You good, Tom?
Gonna sit off shift down in Ogunla? I love listening to Irish, but I just don't have the practice of it, not since my younger days, you know.
Well, now we'll have to get you to come along to some of our events.
Yeah, when I do retire, you know.
When you retire, probably. Yeah. So there's lots happening this week. So for example, this morning, if anybody's still around, we're here until lunchtime. If anybody has a chance to come to Ogunla, as they probably know, the old school here is used as a community cafe on Sunday morning by the community. So Jim O'Brien suggested that the local community might like it to be Osgwelga for Shock and Osgwelga this Saturday.
We're
providing the goodies, and Jim is up to his neck there trying to provide the tea and coffee. And
yeah, it's a busy place, isn't it? A great community in Ogunla, isn't there?
Oh, isn't it? And they use the facilities they have.
So, Bernadette, you've been responsible for organising Crave Conan Osgwelga in Errohir and Clare in Scarab.
Yes, we started that. Was actually during COVID. Few years ago. I felt there was such a good group of people in the area that were interested.
I know. I usually send a representative to your meeting every Tuesday, and she enjoys it immensely.
Yes, well, every Tuesday we just meet and we chat. But decided to just make the connection 2 years ago there with the national organisation with Conrad and Crave, Clare. And there isn't, there wasn't a branch in the area. Years ago there was, and Killaloe, and there was branches all over the place, but there isn't another branch really in East Clare. Two of us actually attended the Ardesh of Conor Gaelga, the national one there in Blanchardstown a few weekends ago, myself and the Secretary Nick Jones.
Yes.
So it's nice to meet other people from around the country that are involved as well.
So for your Tuesday gathering, will you just tell our listeners where it is, and I presume everyone that has any interest in Gaelga is welcome?
All the time, exactly. So Tuesday in the lovely little the cafe, in the garden cafe, or the co-op, people call it, in Scarf on the main street there, opposite the granny, as you could say, opposite the butcher. So that cafe in behind there, it's lovely to have a lot of space. So every Tuesday we meet. It's very informal. I mean, if you turn up at 12:30, if you turn up at 1, if you turn up at 2, there's usually somebody hanging around. There might be only 4, there might be 10.
And you can have a cup of coffee and a snack or lunch or whatever while you're talking?
Oh, everybody gets whatever they like. There's lovely food there. I must say, very nice food available, soups and salads and sweets, goods. So there's no formal structure. We just come, we sit down, we chat, whoever's there, chat. You don't have to say you're coming, you're not coming. So I think it really works well. So that's a Kirtle Cora that we have. But in fact, slight difference, just next Wednesday, if anybody's around, it's Wednesday we're meeting for a change next week. Because nationally, there's a day, a national day, Conor na Gaeilge are organising, where all the groups like that, Kirtle Cora, all over the country and all over the world indeed, we're all to try and meet on the Wednesday at the same time. We're in the different time. So we said, we'll meet on Wednesday at lunchtime, take a big photograph of whoever's there, and then we'll send it on. And last year we did the same thing, and we were part of the national coming together.
Yes.
But, there's so much happening, you'd nearly... Yeah, so last night then, we were at the quiz, we made our... presence felt. You were at the quiz yourself.
That's right, and you set a series of one round of questions, Osgwelga. Some of them were easy and some of them were a little bit tricky.
but I mean, it worked very well. Nobody made any problem, because, with the table quiz, there's always going to be, somebody maybe doesn't get it, but Nobody making a fuss. Oh, what does that mean? I don't understand. None of that going on. And Owen Hagan did a great job of asking it.
Yes, indeed.
So it was nice to have that. Yeah.
And thank you for supporting the radio that initiative.
Well, it's a great evening. Now, a little bit late. We were all very late in our beds.
I know, don't I know? Indeed. So, Bernard, look, good evening, Margot, and I'll let you back to your colleagues there in your cordia, and enjoy the coffee, and we look forward to meeting you really soon. Yeah.
All right, Tom. Yeah. So, slán net, agus gur mongan
as an plaid. Oh, tá fáilte rud, tá fáilte rud.
Slán net, Patricia, slán.